Hello, and welcome to this podcast on the subject of service charge accounts. I have with me Andrew Bond, an accountant with Smith and Williamson. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon.
Andrew, I'm a flat owner. I bought the lease last year. I've just got a service charge demand with accounts. Now, I need to understand what I should look out for. I accept service charges have to be paid as part and parcel of being a flat owner. However, I do need an assurance that I'm not paying more than I have to. What should I look out for when casting an eye over these accounts?
I think in the first instance, it's probably worth reminding yourself of the lease that you signed up to. The lease is the key document, and that should set out the charges that are going to be made to you. So if you can't remember that, and you probably can't remember it in detail, it might be worth just familiarising yourself with that to make sure that the things you're being charged for are in line with the lease. If they're not, then there's possibly a question to ask. I think it's also worth looking at what you've received during the period from the landlord or his agent. If there are major works or major ongoing contracts, then it's likely that they would have consulted with you or should have consulted with you. And in any case, you probably would have expected to see some kind of budget or indication of the charges that are going to be made. A good landlord generally shouldn't be springing surprises on you. Having said that, they are entitled to charge what they're entitled to charge under the lease, so it may well not be wrong. I think when casting your eye down it, therefore, first thing to look out for is anything that is a bit of a surprise, having had that background, and then thinking about whether there is anything you should be querying. And really, in general, are the charges reasonable? Can you see anything that might not be reasonable? And then to take it from there, really.
Thanks. I've heard about these various expressions, audit and certification. Can you tell me a little about them?
They are terms, unfortunately, which have tended to change in meaning over time, particularly audit. They basically refer to a third party signing off, having a look at the accounts to see whether they think they're reasonable, but the degree to which they're looked at can vary considerably. Some really leases do refer to an audit. If they're old leases, unfortunately, what the lease may have intended at that point may be not what is meant by audit today. Today, an audit means an audit in accordance with international standards on auditing. If an audit opinion is being given, that probably will imply quite a lot of work has been done. A certification may not say positively that the account's fairly stated, but you would expect some procedures to be carried out to indicate that the numbers are reasonable. Most likely these days, if there isn't an audit and it's being signed off by a professional accountant, they will probably look at some agreed upon procedures to ensure that particular costs have been vouched to documents or such like. So I think you do read the report if there is a report with them, and that should give you an indication of what work is actually being carried out.
Thanks. These accounts, I'm wondering if these service charge accounts generally, whether they can include items, cost items that have been overlooked from previous years.
The short answer is yes, they can include items overlooked from previous years. However, there is a rule within the legislation that you should not be charged for costs incurred that are more than 18 months old. So you should have been informed of costs if they are going to be charged to you within 18 months of them being incurred. So, if there is anything of that nature, then again, it is worth querying the position in respect to those costs.
Thank you. I like to look over the internet now and again. And I came across this document called Tech 03, and I wonder, you probably know something about it. Perhaps you could enlighten me about it.
This Tech 03 was a document that was produced by the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales, working with other bodies such as the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors in 2011. and it represents best practice as seen by the ICAEW and some other industry bodies. And it sets out recommendations and guidance for reporting on service charge accounts, and it does represent a very useful document in terms of bringing out best practice. It is actually quite helpful in as much as I referred to earlier some of the differences between certification and audit and what that might mean, and that clarifies the position in as much as it recommends certain procedures should be carried out. And in the case of the quite onerous international auditing standards, which is what a contemporary audit has to be carried out under, it does point to a particular standard, ISO 800, which is appropriate for service charge audits. It also draws out the fact I referred to earlier that certain leases which refer to audit, particularly older leases, perhaps leases prior to 1980, would arguably not require a full ISA audit. Therefore, there may be some discretion in terms of the landlord's position when looking at what reporting should actually be carried out.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm a little concerned in the future. My present landlords, freeholders, or any future freeholders, they might not be so timely or so forthcoming in providing me with service charge information. And I wonder if I've got any rights in that regard.
You do have rights. Sections 21 and 22 of the Landlord and Tenant Act 1985 do provide you with some rights. Section 21 says that you can request in writing a summary of relevant costs from the landlord or their agent in respect of the last accounting year and the past 12 months where they haven't been done on a yearly basis. So you do have that right. I personally haven't seen it exercised very often, but it can be exercised. And where a landlord has received such a demand, he must provide the summary within 1 month or 6 months of the year end, if it's a 12-month accounting period, whichever is the later. And that summary should provide a good amount of detail of what's included within the service charge demand, the disclosures are actually set out in statute. And that should, if there are leaseholders of more than four dwellings, be certified by a qualified accountant as a fair summary, and to say that it's been sufficiently supported by the accounts, receipts and other documents. And further, under Section 22 of the Landlord and Tenants Act, you do have a right to inspect documents as a follow-up to provide more detail. You do need, within a period of 6 months of receipt of the summary, to write to the landlord requiring him to allow access to the accounts and so forth. So there are quite a lot of rights that you have in respect of inquiring into the charges that have been made to you.
Thank you. Just wondered if there are maybe two or three things I can go away with.
I think probably it's worth sort of bearing in mind you shouldn't really be getting big surprises. The fact that you're getting surprises doesn't necessarily mean that the landlord is wrong and cannot charge you the sums involved, but there's various legislation and best practice means you should be getting an invitation, a summary of things to expect. I think it is also worth bearing in mind that the ultimate test applied by the tribunals that look at these matters is whether things are reasonable. So, you know, the charges should be reasonable. And I think finally it is worth just bearing in mind who the landlord is. In some smaller properties, perhaps a residence management company, it's likely that your friends and neighbours are the people you are dealing with ultimately. So in any situation, it is perhaps worth consulting with your neighbours who may be in a similar position as to how they find the service. And that's it, I think.
Thank you very much, Andrew, for telling us about service charge accounts, and thank you very much for listening.